Blog Talk Radio.
To everyone, I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. That you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I will be flying solo tonight. Francine Humphrey is not with us. Of course, she'll be taking care of business as usual. It is a cool fall day here in the Hampton Roads area, but we are certainly warm on the inside, and I'm so happy that you all are here to join us tonight. And so again, this is Veronica McMillan, your host tonight on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. So let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, before we jump in, because I got a topic. The topic tonight is going to be thankfulness, and thankfulness goes a long, long ways. But I want to start off with my due diligence and want to make sure that you all know a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. But Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, really is the brainchild of Francine Humphrey. She had this on her mind some years ago and decided to bring this stuff to air. And so I want you to know basically a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. It focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills, which we all know is so very, very important. And then, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And what we do really is just to help small nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and helping them to develop their 501c3 program so that they can better serve their community effectively, because the bedrock for all nonprofits, for most nonprofits, not say all, basically is their programs. And so we definitely want to make sure that we are advocating and helping nonprofits understand what they are doing and what we're doing in our programs. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize, foster a sense of community development, self-worth, and self-determination. This is basically Francine and I both doing this together. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details on home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, and exercise and nutrition. We need that right about now, right, especially with the holidays coming on. Entrepreneurship, which is basically both Francine and I, we just so believe in entrepreneurship, relationship building, adult literacy, and adult literacy programs, and we're dedicated to making a difference in our community. Our mission is to create independence for all women by providing a voice to those who otherwise would not be heard, and that's part of what we do on this show. This is really a show where we want to make sure that the community is heard, but more specifically, we want to make sure that women are heard. And so this platform is a platform where women can come on and share their talents and their abilities and to have real conversations. So ICW was created to encourage them all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of their lives. And if you want to reach Francine, you can connect with her on the web at www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, all one word, or you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com. And, of course, if you want to connect with me, you can also go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or just connect with us via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Communication is so big and so key for me, and so definitely only serious inquiries, only sirs and ma'ams. But again, let me just say thank you so very much for tuning in with us every Thursday night. I've been out for a minute. I've been so busy with the things that I'm doing with our community programs, working with our nonprofits, and all the other things. And then, of course, you all know we are smack dab in the middle of COVID-19, and it is wreaking havoc on society, in the world. It is just wreaking havoc. And so we really, 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 y'all, we gotta wear our mask. I know this is not the favorable thing to do. It's not the favorite thing for people to be having to go in, find your mask, put it in your car, do all the things. But it's the safe thing that we gotta do. We gotta really, really honor what the governor is saying, what health officials are saying, what scientists are saying. We gotta do this. It's important that we do this so that we can take care of each other. If we're going to ever get back to any sort of normalcy, and I guess we're not even going to know what that is in, you know, the next year or so, because there are going to be so many other things that's coming out that is going to impact what we do. But we really got to do our due diligence, and that is wearing our mask and washing our hands and social distancing and just really, really, really taking care of each other. And hopefully they're going to get this vaccine out in the United States, because they have it all already over in England. And so we're hoping and praying for that. And so really, 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 I wanted to say that, because it's becoming a wrapped up problem on a daily basis, and we got to figure out how we're going to do it. And the only way that we're going to do it is that we all take care of each other and take responsibility for the things that we're doing. You don't have to shut your life down completely. You're just going to have to figure out how are you going to maneuver safely in this environment, because I believe that we're going to be in this environment like this for a minute. And so we got to do better. We got to be mindful of the things that we're doing and taking care of each other. So that's my little public service announcement regarding our health tonight. I basically wanted to focus on thankfulness tonight. I want to talk about an event that we just had this past week. Thank God that we had it last Saturday, because we would not have been able to have it this week, because the governor has come out with more restrictions for our area here in the Hampton Roads area. But those of you all who are listening to us, we're in the Chesapeake, Virginia Beach areas of the Hampton Roads area. And so our governor just came out with some new restrictions or what have you. And so last week we had this great event called Crowning Her Queen, and I'm just shouting out HP Music and Arts. I want to shout out Dynamic Divas. I want to shout out Teresa Gordon for the purses that she provided for us, and all the people that donated to make this event happening. I want to shout out every queen that was there, because this past weekend, y'all, you had to be there, to have been there to know what I'm talking about. But this event was really an event where we decided that we really wanted to honor women who don't normally get honored. And so we honored 13 single women and moms who basically out here, you know, they grinding it out every day, and they just did not feel like that they were worthy and that they didn't of honor. And so we wanted to turn the tables on them, and we did. We had them adorned in these wonderful gowns that was donated to us by Danielle White of Dynamic Diva. Shout out to you, Danielle. And we hosted it at HP Music and Arts in the Chesapeake Square Mall. Bishop Hunter and Laquinla Hunter are my friends and buddies and business partners as we do things together. And they had the place so, so beautiful for the ladies. And we just showered these ladies with love. We showered them with gifts. And it was just a high time for us to share with women, to let them know that we see you, we love you, you're not alone, and that we're there to assist in any way that we can. So it was an absolute, just wonderful, beautiful event, especially in this time, y'all. We got to do something during this time of COVID-19, because this is a pivotal moment for us. And we have to really look at it from a place of thankfulness. And so that's where I want to begin tonight's show. And then I'm going to shout out again Francine's contact information and my contact information so that you all can kind of keep in contact with us as we go on through the year. But basically, I wrote down here on my pad, I said, business, but you have to create a business thankfulness checklist. And by that, I mean, you all know what I mean by a checklist. You're putting down all the things that you want to do, and you're just checking them all. And in this case, you're going to write down everything that you want to celebrate, everything that went well for 2020, because we are now December the 10th, 2020, and we got a few days left in this month, and so we're on the countdown before we reach over to 2021, and we're praying that God does what God does and continues to bless us to see another year. But I wanted this thankfulness because we just came out of the Thanksgiving holidays, and where we've, you know, shared moments with our families. We had time to sit down and eat, and I've been thinking about this thing about eating, so I'm going to keep saying, oh, I'm going to exercise, but no, I'm going to exercise. So you got to start figuring out what you're going to do, and I'm just thankful for being able to be blessed to be able to come on and share with you all on Thursday nights and do what we do. And so you just think about everything that went well for you. Put that on your list. Just put those out. Because right now, this point that I'm making now is your business thankfulness checklist. That's what I want to call it. And you're going to celebrate everything that went well. So that's point one. So if you're bulleting this, you know what I mean? So you're going to write down everything that went well. You know, if you had an event and it went well, put that down. Put everything down on your checklist and begin to celebrate those things. You can check it off. I can check off the Crown of Her Queen event went well, even though we had some mishaps. Now, I'm not even thinking about the mishaps. I'm thinking about the overall event that we had on last Saturday went well, and I'm going to celebrate that. So that's a check. On your checklist, everything that was a challenge to you, everything that was a challenge, you're going to celebrate that. Because your challenges teach you as well. Your challenges are just as important as your celebrations. And then what I want you to do is assess the who, what, where, when, and how questions. Because it's so important that when we start doing this, as we look at, you know, our year, because this is what you do in terms of strategic planning, and this is something that, you know, we our board met, and there's some things that we're going to do, new programs that we're going to offer, things that we're going to take off that just didn't flow for 2020. So what I want you to do for this particular challenge checklist and celebrate the challenges, like, hey, this it happened, but we still pushed through and we got through that. So what I want you to do here is, what should we do over? Think about that. Think about the challenges now. And say, okay, when I look at that challenge, because all you're doing is taking a reassessment of it, looking at it and saying, that didn't go so well. What do I do? So what should we do over? That's going to be important. And then why did it go wrong? Did it go wrong because the communication fell apart? Did it go wrong because you didn't have the right person doing it? Did it go wrong because, you know, you was in an agreement with a contractor that didn't necessarily, you weren't in alignment with whomever that it was? Why did it go wrong? And so when you can figure that out, you can celebrate, like, okay, it went wrong because the communication fell apart. I thought she was doing something because I gave it to her. I didn't check back with her. I didn't do whatever it is. You got to go back in there and you got to do the little check to say what went wrong. And then when you can find out, write your little answer down and check that off, because you say, now I will do this now. That's a celebration. Now you know whenever that you're doing this particular thing, you're going to have to make sure that you double back around and check with everybody that was involved in that. And then who was responsible? When you go back and you start reassessing, these are your challenges now. Who was responsible for that specific project? Who was supposed to let you know? Who was supposed to follow through that did not follow through? Put that on your checklist, because that's a who. You had a what, you had a why, and now you have a who. Who do I need to reach out to now? As a result of the thing that did not go well, who do I need to reach out to now? Because that will give us some insight. Because as you're starting to reassess, because that, you know, that reassessment is so key. And sometimes, and I know I'm so guilty of this, sometimes I will get on my girlfriend calling, putting your skates on. And I mean, I'm skating hard, y'all, and fast. Because my life, like my girlfriend said, the only speed I have in my life is fast. And it's important. And my husband always saying, you need to slow down. You're doing too many things. And la, la, la. You know how men do when they're saying, they really what they're saying is, look, I want you to have more time for me. But in so many other words, that's what they're saying. But who do I need to reach out to? You got to know that, because Francine and I had a conversation just before this show, and we were sort of kind of having this about some changes that we want to do with technology, because it is definitely something that I really have to get really accustomed to and really get in there and start becoming more proficient in it, because it is my weakness. I tell everybody I'm the last dinosaur when it comes to technology. I do just the minimum, you know, to get by, what have you, and I need to do more. So that's one of the things that I certainly want to do in moving forward in 2021. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm your host, Veronica McMillan. And tonight we're talking about thankfulness. Talking about things that we can, that we're thankful for, and that we can check off. Yep, God, that was one thing that I did, and I'm proud of that. So, with this assessment or reassessment, if you will, you're just gonna do your little checklist. You're gonna go down your little checklist and start assessing what should we do over. Why did it go wrong? Who was responsible? Who do I need to reach out to? And then how do we improve upon it? So this is, once you realize, you know, even with the event that we had this weekend, there were some things that did not go so well that I now know, okay, how do we improve on it? Well, we improve on it basically by making some changes logistically with spacing, making some changes with the timing when people are coming into the event, making some changes in making sure that I have a little bit more volunteer help than what we had. Those are things that I know that we could do to improve it, to make it better. So this is what I'm talking about. You got to, because now I can celebrate that, because now I realize that in going forth in any event, make sure you got enough people that can help you out, because it'll stress you out. I'm not even going to go through what went wrong, but I learned from that. And so that's what I'm talking about tonight. Being thankful that God has allowed us here at the end of December, or in this case, middle of December, coming to the end of the year and going into the new year, that regardless of what COVID-19 has done in the community, in the world, we're still living, and we're thanking God for what He is doing and what we will see happen in the 2021. Because I really do believe COVID is a blessing. I know that sounds crazy, but I believe it is a pivotal moment in our lives, and we're gonna have to seize this moment and say, okay, let me seize this moment, rather than, oh my God, it's so bad. Yes, there are many things that's not right, but there's something on the other side of this that we have got to keep pushing through to get through so that we can see the other side. You're listening again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am Veronica McMillan, your host for tonight. Francine Humphrey was not able to join us tonight. She, of course, is the founder of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, as well as the founder of Issues Concerning Women, the organization. And if you want to reach out to her, you can certainly reach out to her via the web at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can email her directly at icwdirector@gmail.com. And if you need to connect with me on all things nonprofits, you can connect with me at the micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, and I'll be more than happy to connect with you. And tonight what we're talking about is business thankfulness, and I'm kind of going through a checklist of things that we should do in terms to be thankful. And one of the things that I said, celebrate everything that went well. Just celebrate it. These are the little small celebrations. Yay, I got the payroll done, and everybody's paid on time. Thank God. That's a celebration because, you know, you don't want to come between the person and their money. And so you got those things. But then when you start looking at your business and the things that you got to do, there were some things that were challenging to you. And what I'm saying is turn it on its head and then reassess what went wrong. And so you got to go with the what, the why, the who, the how. You got to ask those questions when you're doing that. And so I think I stopped at who do I need to reach out to? Who do I need to reach out to? Because sometimes you can't do it all. There's a tendency for us who are entrepreneurs is trying to do it all. But I think it makes so much sense when we understand the importance of just taking our time and say, you know what, I cannot do it all. And that's one of the reasons why this year I went ahead on and got me a little part-time assistant who could help me. Francine has a part-time assistant that's helping her in the business because it takes some of the load off of you. And that might be something that may have been a challenge for you. How much can you afford to pay someone? You know what I mean? Let's just start to just say you just pay somebody $10 an hour, and they're coming in 5 hours a week. You know what I mean? And that's 5 hours of time that you can get. We're talking about $50. And so this is your hair, this is your fingernail, this is your coffee. This, stopping some of that and being able to look at what's more important to me and what can I do. So how do I improve upon what I'm doing? And that's what I'm saying here. And when you can find out what it is that you can do to improve upon it, how about you then doing a check off for this box and be thankful for the fact now I can check that off because I understand that now. And then there's a who. Who do I need to connect with? I am starting or launching a couple of new projects this year. And there's some connections, there's some people I need to connect with because I am doing something new. And because it's new, I really need to, you know, stay close to home and making sure that I'm asking all the right questions, that I'm connecting with the right groups. Am I educating myself enough? And there are things that I know that I want to do more for training for myself. I know for me, for this year, training is going to be vitally important for moving your organization, for moving my organization along. You got to have the right people in place. You got to do the training that you need because there are some things that you just got to do differently. And what training do I need? What training do I need or what training do I need to do? Because I think that depending upon what business that you're in, could this be something that you could monetize? And that then becomes a revenue stream for your organization. And that's going to be important. And for me, I think what in looking at this is the virtual side of it. How are we going to pivot now since COVID-19 has changed the game for all of us? These are really, really, really big questions that we got to ask ourselves. And then I think you just got to get a panel of peers. A panel of peers basically is to say, okay, let them look at it. And I know sometimes it's hard when people critique our thing because we think we're doing it right. You know, we think we're the best thing since sliced bread. And all of us need to sharpen our games in business. It's important that we do so. And so who is going to be your peer reviewers? And that's where I am now. I'm going to have some sit down and say, listen, hey, if you were to go on my website, would you get what you need, or are you saying, I don't understand that. I have a young lady that I'm talking with about people were having a hard time with finding the donate button because it was embedded like 3 or 4 pages over rather than as soon as you come on the website, the donate button is there. That's what I'm talking about. And then being able to have somebody to critically say, hey, I think if the color was a little bit different or the grammar or something wasn't right in there. We have to look at it all and then, you know, don't get offended by what people are saying, especially if you're going to people in love, people that love you, and they can say, that I wasn't clear about. because that's going to be to your benefit to do that. Of course, we all know that your enemies also give you clues. When people are talking about you and throwing shade, they're giving you clues to stuff. And I say, so that would be, hey, that, I'm thankful for my enemies because now they said something that I wasn't even paying attention to. But now that they pointed it out and it really does make sense, you can say, shoot, that's a check. I now can see wherein I need to do this a little bit better. Do I need to get some more marketing advice? Do I need to go into more trainings in this specific area? Because when I do so, I find that out that I would have, I'm gaining more information just by doing that. And so, you know, I wanted us to tonight to have that. And we're down to our last 5 minutes. And so I want to say refresh and update. That's the second point that I wanted to make. Refresh and update. So when you refresh and you update, how do you do it from a virtual standpoint? Because, as I said, we're going to be in a COVID-19 pandemic for a minute. It's just not going to just go away. Tomorrow we can wake up and it's gone. Now, that would be a miracle if that's happened, and I certainly wouldn't put it past God to show I'm God and besides me there's no other. But until God does his thing, how can you operate in a virtual world? And I think that is where we all have to look at where we're going now. How do we do that? And how can we reduce the number of people that we're serving if we're going to go to, we're going to do some face-to-face, whatever it is that we're going to do? Because we were face-to-face in the event that we had last week. We had to trim some of our numbers, and so you got to think about that. If you're going to still offer some face-to-face, and the meetings and things that you're doing, how are you going to do that? I was looking on the website, and I saw a fashion show that these sisters had. They had a tea party, and they had a fashion show and all that stuff. And, of course, they had to come down on some of their numbers, but they still carried it on. And so as you reflect and you look at, you know, your checklist and you checked off the things that you celebrate the good and the bad is what I'm saying here. But what do you do differently, and how can you make it better in moving forth in 2021? This is your strategic planning time to take that time and say, okay, this is what we did, this was our income, and this is what we want to do in moving forward for next year, and this is how we're going to do that. And so I think it's just important that we do that because we're going to leave 2020 in a few days. And we're going to enter into 21. The clock is going to be reset again on 1. And so now that we know what we know because we learned from our challenges, we celebrated all of the good things that went well in this year, and now we're saying, let me learn from my mistakes and challenges and do better for 2021. That's ultimately my goal. How do we do that? So you got to refresh and update. That's why I said to you all, what we're doing is our website, sitting down and looking at some of our programs, taking programs away that were not successful programs. It's okay to say, you know, that didn't work. So if it didn't work, let's put that, you know, let's put it to the side and let's figure out, can we do something else? And let that be something that we do. And so I certainly want us in this time period that we have left to just really, really, really think about listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am Veronica McMillan, your host, and we have 90 seconds, the announcer just said. And so I just want to make sure that we're doing what we can do and that we're being saved and that we're taking care of each other and that if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org or you can connect with her via email at icwdirector@gmail.com. Connect with me at the micrononprofitnetwork.org, and you can connect with me by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. We will certainly be with you all next Thursday, God willing, and we will have another wonderful conversation. I am praying that you all are doing your very, very best out there and that you are being safe and that you're helping somebody. And that's what I want to end the show with tonight and say, do something good for somebody. Make sure that you're taking care of your family. Make sure that you're loving yourself. Make sure that you are letting people know that you're there and that you're showing up for them. Take care of your husband, your wife, your children, your community. Do something in the community. We had some of our neighbors, Christmas caroling with us last week, and it was such a wonderful thing. So be blessed, and I certainly look forward to talking with you. Bye-bye now.